you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I eat Pekka cheese.
Greg's got some Pekka cheese face mask that Todd's wife made for you, right? Well, Pekka cheese, same thing.
Yeah.
Pekka cheese, same thing.
Head cheese,
a Green Bay Packer face mask. I saw a face mask on the social media this morning. You can buy it. Actually, it was a dude, and all it does is have like his face on it. I don't know if it's his, but it shows like a beard and a nose. Nice. So it just looks like him, you know.
My wife was trying to buy one for me the other night that it looked like Hulk Hogan's mustache and
Look,
so you'd end up looking like Hulk Hogan.
You would have facial hair.
You could have a beard.
I don't think that was the point. I think more it was just to make me look like an idiot.
Yeah. And put some face.
No, you're fine.
Put some hair on that
right.
face.
You don't need any help there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was looking for True beard hair.
I never thought about this one. This has just like a light beard and a nose. You could put that on, see what you would look like with a beard.
Yeah, she was hoping you'd have a beard other than her.
Damn. Yeah. He's doubling down on that one. Good one, Craig.
See, the funny part is, Craig, she's the one that gets mad at me when I don't shave.
Yeah. Yeah, she bought one of those. I also saw something, too, that it seems kind of anal, but, you know, appropriate for nowadays and maybe even the future. It's like a little gold hook that comes on your cheek keychain.
Oh, yeah.
It opens all doors.
Brass.
Yeah, it's brass. That's right. It's brass.
You don't have to touch stuff.
It just opens all doors.
I've seen a bunch of places coming out with different versions of that.
Yeah. You can touch the elevator buttons with it.
Yeah.
And you're right.
You can touch your keyboard at the ATM.
You can hook doorknobs with it, and you can use it on touch screens as well.
It looks like it could be a weapon, though. You're allowed to fly with it? We'll get into that in a second.
I don't think it has a sharp point on it.
No, but it looks like brass knuckles, basically, but just with one knuckle.
I can't think of the last time I've used an elevator. When was the last time you used an elevator?
Oh, that's a great point.
It's been months.
Since we don't work in a building that has an elevator here.
No.
Our original building had an elevator.
But we
were on the first floor. Last time I was in a hotel, probably, yeah. Oh, I was in Florida in February, back when you could travel. And, I used it then. So
last month.
Yeah. The last couple times I traveled, I didn't stay at a hotel.
Where were you at, Craig? You lose one last month?
Hospital.
Oh, hospital.
Hospital. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't honestly remember.
Well, we live in a town with, there are some bigger buildings in this town. We just don't work in any of them. You're on the first floor, right?
Yes.
We don't leave the house.
Yeah, that too.
And that. That's got a lot to do with that music and elevator.
Okay, I thought you just meant, okay.
Unless you got one in your house.
Right.
I can't even remember the last time I stayed in a hotel. I'm trying to rack my brain. I can't remember. Yeah.
I want to get one of those hooks and a peg leg and an eye patch. Go all out.
Parrot. You got to have a parrot.
Yeah.
You're covered.
A bunch of rum.
Yep. Why not?
Well, you got that.
Let's start with a rum.
It was on this date in 18 and 21. We lost Napoleon. Right. It was on this date in 18 and 62. Here's a little bit of a history lesson. That you may not have realized. On this date in 1862, outnumbered Mexican forces defeated French troops sent by Napoleon III in the Battle of Puebla, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, there was a third dude, huh?
I didn't know that.
Was he direct relation? Was he the grandson?
I don't remember if he was direct relation or if he adopted the name that you would
just to be
put
him
together.
Right,
however...
Right. Yeah, people
adopt, we had like, forgotten that like, there were Napoleons.
Yeah, I guess it was like the popes. Yeah. You know, I guess there's different ones. I didn't know that. I never knew that. I mean, if I did, I
you
forgot
did
about, I forgot
know that,
that,
but
yeah.
you forgot.
Yeah, it's probably some seventh grade history class I forgot about.
The Napoleon.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cinco de Mayo, drink up, eat a taco.
Napoleon the Third. Yeah. Who knew? Some of the other players that had the 90-year-old Don Shula in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Dr. Mina's goddamn hospital.
Jeez.
I guess.
Dr. Mina's profile pic now on her Twitter is her with a mask on. Very sexy.
Good.
It shows her, you know, sexy Indian eyes looking at you.
And a little bit of facial hair.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Puss is jealous.
Right. Yeah. Hers is just a white mask.
Right. She's got a while. She's working hard. She hasn't had time to shave.
Damn. Ooh.
Just lets it go.
She's going to reach yeah, to the phone yeah, and beat yeah. the crap
was,
out
was,
of you.
I was oh, being no, nice, and you went the wrong way.
It's a good look.
Maybe her legs.
I think it's a good look.
Right. Evil One gets a hit. Fat Flip Lives gets a hit. $50 a butthole gets a hit. Fisty the Showman. Oh, Snowman, rather. The Showman.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. Fisty the Snowman makes sense.
I love the Black Caucus. Jacques Strap gets a hit, as does Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, there you go.
Lee Corso makes me wet.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Oh.
His is, wife, that, is that Herb Street's account?
His wife said that, I'm sure, years ago.
No one didn't. Has ever said that.
He does drool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not Lou Holt. Yeah.
No.
Long Rod Von Hugendong gets a hit.
That's a classic.
There's a long line of those guys, too. He probably led somebody into battle somewhere.
Luke's Lawnmower gets a hit.
Oh.
Man. And My Boobs Are Real.
And sensitive, too, Craig.
Yeah, they are. You know. I can get upset.
More to come with Don Shula. Also, comedian Dan Cummins going to phone the program.
According to a survey from Trojan.
Comedians are guys who get on stage and do comedy, and they tell jokes, in case you forgot.
That's weird.
It's a weird. Yeah.
Yeah, they do it in front of people.
Right.
Strange.
Used to be like a crowd of people gathered in a showroom, and comedians would tell jokes.
Have you gone through your material?
That sounds
all
like
in,
fun.
In your head?
Just,
you know, because there's no reason to practice now until you have a date, right?
Yeah.
And has the current climate made some of your jokes obsolete?
I've thought about that. There's one joke I have about chasing, like, it's like there's nothing worse than chasing a dog you don't want to catch.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And there's, depending on the crowd, line. Sometimes I would be like, there's nothing worse. Well, there's worse things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be tough
just
for a lot
like
of guys.
Just like an exaggeration.
Because it can't be all pandemic humor when you get back.
No.
I did see some people. It was great. It was Don Jameson, another comedian, going back and forth. And they were just basically not angry at each other. They were agreeing with each other. But, you know, when this is all over, can we stop being offended by jokes?
Yeah.
And I get what they meant by that. Let's cancel the cancel culture. I understand there's still certain things you still can't say because nobody can say certain things. But in that sense, sure, I think that might happen.
Right, the grand scheme.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not care. Yeah. I don't care you're pissed.
We just wrote out a global pandemic.
Right,
it's not
exactly
easy
right.
on getting pissed about jokes.
Yeah. Oh, but, no, we'll get back to that.
Oh, I think we will eventually, too. But I also think that...
We'll forget all about it
but I think
soon
gonna,
enough.
But I think there's going to be a comeback. Yeah, we just had a global pandemic. If you don't laugh at it then.
And maybe it's because we're just still in the middle of it, but it seems like there was everything is pre-virus or post-virus.
Right.
Like there was a giant line of demarcation and everything changed.
Yeah.
If anything, I think people might relate more to my stuff about being broke.
Oh, you're right.
I've just been broke
That's
the
true.
Whole time.
That's true.
I think there's more people in that leaking boat.
Yeah.
Welcome, you newbies.
Y'all have too much faith in humanity. It's going to be back to the way it was. Sooner than you think.
Oh, I agree with you. But I think you have a comeback now.
No, but there will be no lessons learned as a result of
this. Who's waking up every day? Like you said, who's waking up every day pissed off at Louis C.K.? Right now. Really? I'm not talking about real sexual harassment. I'm not even defending Louis C.K. I'm just saying, if you're waking up pissed off at him today, Because there are still some comedians that are mad at him.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, come on, man.
Like, that seems to go in cycles.
It does. It does.
And I think a lot of it just, I think a lot of it's just on Twitter.
Right. It's Twitter.
It's Twitter's
right.
like its own little world. Yeah. It seems like it's not stuff reality. Is such a big right. deal. Then you mention it to somebody who's never logged on and like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
According to a survey from Trojan,
there you go.
36% of young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 say they've been masturbating more since the social distancing began.
Well, yeah.
18 to 34, how do you masturbate less?
Okay, how is it just a third of them?
Well, you might have been getting laid occasionally.
Well, yeah.
But it's just a third of them, Tyler.
Well, the other two-thirds might be getting laid.
Yeah, but even then, you're still masturbating in those ages. You're doing the days you're not getting laid, you're masturbating.
And so they say masturbating more, 36%. Quarantine baking has increased by 37%.
Oh, well, people
Everybody's making the bread, apparently.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
19% of young adults surveyed reported that they have masturbated with someone virtually while in lockdown.
How you doing?
Nearly half of those were with a significant other. 25% of them have done it with someone they met online during the outbreak. 21% called up an ex.
Here's the thing about doing it online you met during the outbreak.
It's a little video chat?
What if somebody's...
Yeah, they're just sexting.
No, video chat.
You don't know who's in that room. Say you're masturbating for a girl you just met on the internet.
I'm doing it for me.
But... Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because she's not going to appreciate it. Good
she's
point.
Just lucky enough to witness it.
Thank
you.
How about she talks... She catfishes you in, talks you into it.
Right.
And all you see is her face, and then when she does it, you do it, and when you're done... Four people lean into the camera and go, ah, dude.
Yeah. Three of them are your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, that can happen.
You should have seen your face, dude.
I took a snapshot of it, right.
Do you care? You got off. You don't care.
Yeah, I would care.
Yeah,
buddies. Yeah, you would. You would get so much abuse. And by the way, what if it's not even your friends? What if it's strangers?
Yeah.
Then they're just being dicks.
Then you don't care.
You care less if it's strangers.
A bunch of strangers saw you. Who cares?
Well, couldn't they record it and circulate it?
Yeah, that's
it. That could cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, who cares?
Well, if you're not going to school.
Yeah. What? You're going to put it out there? What are you going to do? Destroy my reputation?
Not yours, but
many people have a reputation that they don't want to be sullied.
Right.
I think a lot of people... have a reputation that they think might sully.
We say this stuff on the air, so we're right. We're not worried about it, but Craig's right. A lot of people don't want that out there.
Some people have people that think well of them.
Yeah, it would suck to have that pressure on you.
Yeah, I guess.
None of us are aware of what it's like.
But if you don't have a reputation to pull, just masturbate away. Who cares who's watching?
Masturbate like nobody's watching.
Exactly.
That's how I do it.
I think we all do.
Yeah, but you do. Your computer's in the living room, so someone is watching.
Yeah, I pretty much always masturbated like nobody's watching. I mean, my whole career, I've masturbated my masturbation career, which started pretty young. I've always done it like nobody's watching. Right. I do weird things to myself.
Yeah, you do like nobody's watching, but you hope they're not.
Right.
The Trojan survey found that more men than women are contributing to the quarantine masturbation spike. I like those words together.
Yeah, I do too.
But women are much more likely than men to be using the toys. Yeah. 15% of women reportedly using toys or vibrators compared to just 6% of men.
Butt plugs, usually.
Okay. Isn't that just because there's more toys aimed at women?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, there's more variety there for the women.
Yeah.
Well, they also, apparently, in this article, they say they suggest to men that they check into sex toys for men because the range has widened.
Well, plus, what are they? There's the C-ring, right? What else do you use?
Keep going.
Right. Yeah. There's your fleshlight.
Yeah, C-ring.
Your
butt
dolls.
Plug. Mm-hmm. Butt plug.
I think the doll is kind of, you're going pretty high end there.
Yeah, I think that these things are a lot, there's a lot more to them than just these basic things. You know, they throw other things in there. Well, what's not fun in a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Thank you.
Those dildos that suck
you
up to the
shower? So I guess just get a bag of dildos and you're fine.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Nick?
Get you through the pandemic. Bag of dildos.
Is there a stat out there that says, I'm going to assume that, men masturbate more than women.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that we just mentioned it.
Right. By what percentage?
A lot.
Let's see here.
I bet you it's a lot.
It doesn't say here.
I bet you it's a lot.
Just says that men more men than women are doing the quarantine masturbation and contributing to the quarantine masturbation spike, but more women than men are using toys. It doesn't say how many men, how many more women than men. Or any more men than women are
curious what the difference was.
Touching themselves.
I bet you it's 2-1.
Even pre-pandemic.
Playing around.
2-1 at least.
Yeah.
Because a lot of women have more options.
Yeah, they can get laid if they want to.
Exactly. Right. Ladies.
Not in this time of the global pandemic. Yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about right now.
Okay, it's
2-1. The quarantine.
Yeah. Well, with the quarantine, it's guys are just doubling up. The girls are doubling up. So it's still 2-1, I bet.
Yeah. I've wondered what this will do to teen pregnancy.
Oh,
if kids can't hang out with each other, you'd think that would have to go down.
They can't knock each other off.
That's true. Everything's going to be weird in about 9 months.
Oh, I hate to bring this up.
Prostate toys.
Oh, didn't we look? Oh, well, that's right. We looked at that. Well, that's basically a vibrating butt plug we looked at.
Isn't it?
Like a rabbit for dudes?
Yeah, that thing we looked at last couple weeks ago, the circulating thing.
Oh, yeah.
Craig and I were really excited about for some reason.
Okay, Todd, this was a study from a couple years ago, but it says 84% overall of people admit to masturbating, 92% of men, 76% of women. So there's your difference.
I can't do the math on that.
About 16%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yeah. But still, 76% of women, 92% of men admit to it.
What a priest doing for, I just saw the new Family Guy. See new Family Guy? They walk into the room and into the confessional, and the priest is standing there with a kid. And he goes, hey. He goes, the rosary on the door used to mean something.
Yeah, that was pretty hardcore.
It was great.
That's awesome.
Because he doesn't care.
Chris Parnell making a little appearance there as the voice of the
was it of the
priest.
Oh, was it? Okay, I couldn't tell. But I have to go back and.
He was also a raccoon later on.
He was the raccoon. I remember. I did picture that.
And then a couple stories here that we don't need to talk about much, and we shouldn't, because these are just facts. Let them go.
Oh, you're giving me. Oh, you just giving information.
These are just facts. Let them go.
Yeah. Are you warning us or telling us not to? I agree with you, or are you begging me to
these
say
these are
something?
Just facts.
Okay.
Let them go.
Man, I hate that.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, there you go.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is rejecting the theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory.
Yes.
He said that the evidence indicates a virus that evolved in nature and then jump species to humans. The World Health Organization says no data or specific evidence has been provided by the U.S. government about the origin of the coronavirus.
That's what they want you to believe.
Is that the answer we want to hear?
Now, we understand that China didn't do enough to stop it. I get that. But
no question.
But they didn't start it. This they didn't do it on purpose.
Not on purpose. It did not come out of a lab.
So if you're listening to Trump or Pompeo, they're just spouting BS right now.
They're spouting politics.
Thank you. And
they're not spouting health.
No, not at
it's
all.
It's just politics.
It's politics.
This is not politics.
Right.
And
nothing
how
at all.
Come
it's not politics.
How many God, how many times?
Didn't you say to let it go,
no,
Craig?
No, I love Craig's daughter. I egged him in. Go ahead.
You're breaking your own rule.
No,
keep
I
going.
Am.
Keep going.
I am.
We're paid for comments.
How many times about other things have you heard this is not a time for politics?
Yep.
Like guns, for instance.
Right.
Oh,
every time.
No. Then we just had all these people die.
Every time 40
we can't
kids died in high school.
It's right. not a time for politics
right.
now.
Right.
But that's all we're doing here right. is politics. Let's move on. I don't have anything to move on to.
If it was a scientist,
damn it.
If it was created in a lab, they at least deserve credit. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You're able to create a virus that turns into a global pandemic.
Yeah.
You're definitely like an evil scientist and a horrible person, but still, that's an impressive feat.
Yep.
And you would think at some point Tom Cruise would have jumped in and stopped them.
Probably.
Yeah. You know?
And somehow they got the whole world to cooperate.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just to get Trump out of office.
Yeah.
Everybody's involved.
Solely for that purpose.
Everybody's involved. Good plan. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.